Shin.
Kof Gimel Shabbat, Thursday the 8th of February, Rabbi David Zahn, Ozov to Azov.
Morning, Shalom Aleichem. Back. The mitzvah of Ozov to Azov, on the face of it, is a simple mitzvah. You have to help. You have to help with it. The hechatimsa which the Torah writes about is kisi kisire chamoy resoynacha roibes tachas masoy v'chodalto me'azoyv lo. You see, he's loaded up his donkey and he's ready to unload, and the donkey's collapsing. Ozev tazev imo. You should help him to unload the donkey. Mitzvah ozev tazev. So obviously, that's the pasuk doesn't say the mitzvah is only fulfilled when you have donkeys. It's in all aspects of a person's life. There's a mitzvah ozev tazev to help somebody else out. However, on closer examination, as with the rest of the Torah, there's a lot more to it than meets the eye. If we start with Rashi on the pasuk, Kisira chamo soynacho. Rashi says, ki mshamish losha dilma, perhaps, he's shihum ra'ab losha, the kaip is soynai, shema tira chamo regis tachat masoy, perhaps you will see the donkey of your enemy collapsing under the weight of the burden. Will you hold yourself back? Bitvia. The pasuk asks a rhetorical question. Will you hold yourself back? Ozev tazev imoy. You should surely help. Very difficult. The pasuk doesn't only go into rhetorics. Will you hold yourself back? You give a drashi, it's a rhetorical question. But the pasuk doesn't have to give. Well, what's that mean? The Malbim Taka asks, what would have been missing in the pasuk? The pasuk would have said, if you see the donkey of your enemy collapsing, you should help him. Full stop. The chodal to me'azayna. Will you hold yourself back? What's the pshat? This is what we need to understand. Is what? You're tempted, yes. But why does the Torah have to stress you're tempted to hold yourself back? What difference does it make? The mitzvah you have to open. You know, the Torah says, you mustn't eat this or that or the other. You're tempted to eat it. We shouldn't eat it. The Torah doesn't say, you know, you mustn't eat a nevela. Do you want to eat a nevela? No, you shouldn't. It's not the way of the pasuk. This is what you need to understand. So, the Torah says, kisir chamois hanach rebus tachas masoi. So there's a mitzvah of prika, unloading. There's a mitzvah of te'ila, loading. Loading and unloading. This is mavur in the Gemara and Bob Metzia, Dachlan Vesa, Edo Metzia, and the Kapaskin, the Rambam. The what comes first? If you have the option of helping somebody to load and someone else to unload, what comes first is unloading comes before loading. Because the Gemara says, Tzah b'alechaim deraisa. Tzah b'alechaim, you know, when the fellow's loading, you can wait. The unloading, poor donkey, it's not enough that you schlepped all the stuff till here, but now you don't need to schlep anymore, so take it off. Tzah b'alechaim. So perika comes before te'ina. Unloading comes before loading. But then the Gemara says, a chiddush, which now is a chiddush. So it says, first of all, what's your enemy? Tais already asked the question, who's your enemy? You don't have to have enemies. The sisos achicha b'lvavecha, you're not allowed to hate. So Tais is in one place answers that we talk about someone you're allowed to hate. Someone who is over aveiros b'mezid, and he's been warned, and he's not a tilik shenishba, and there's no excuses, and he's not a tilik shenishba, he's an out and out maid. Machal Shabbos b'mezid b'vahesia, and he knows better, and he shouldn't have done it, etc. And you're allowed to hate him. Nevertheless, kisir chamoy soynachem, this is a legitimate soyna. You're allowed to hate him for what he's done, but when it comes to helping another Eid, you have to help him. Okay. So now, the Gemara says like this. I have lifreik, the soyna litter. You have an option. One person needs help loading, and one person that needs help unloading. So the person who needs help unloading happens to be a friend of yours. I have, and the person who needs help loading is a soyna, someone who you're allowed to hate. He's a soyna. So who comes first? Who do you help first? I have lifreik, the soyna litoin. So the Gemara says above Metzia, that you know who you help. I mean, we would have said you help unloading. Tzab al-Chaim deraisa. So the Gemara says no. Amazingly enough, the Gemara says, I have lifreik, the soyna litoin, you help your enemy to unload. Why? You help your enemy to load. Why do you help your enemy to load? What happened to Sabbath Chaim? Kidei Lokufes Yitzray. It's good. It's good for the middas. Good for the middas. Healthy for the middas. You've got someone you don't really like, but you have to overcome. Your hatred has to be L'shem Shavayim for Shteitzach. But you have to overcome your, like was mentioned before, you have to overcome the fact that you're tempted not to help him because, you know, you don't really agree with him and hold of him, etc. But nevertheless, you have to overcome all your personal feelings and you have to help him load. And this comes before helping a friend to unload. What's going on? Tzabal Chaim Deraisa. And for the Gemara, grants is great. Lokufes Yitzray Odif. It's good. Lokufes Yitzray. It's good for you. Overpowering your midas. Lokufes Yitzray. Tosfos already adds. What do you mean? Lok means you have to overcome your hatred. What do you mean? Es Masalech Hashem Eslo. I'm allowed to. This is an out and out mazid. This is not just your average man in the street who doesn't know. This is someone who is someone who you're allowed to hate. Someone who's a Shana Pirish, whatever. He's a proper sailor. So Tosfos says an interesting thing. Tosfos says even though you're allowed to hate him, the hatred has to be because of Hashem Shemai, not a personal hatred. So, but Shlomo HaMelech says, "Kamein ponim el ponim." If you hate somebody, he'll hate you back, and he hates you back, then you hate him, and it'll develop from a hatred l'shem shemaim. It may very well develop into a personal hatred because he hates you. Kamein ponim el ponim. Rabbah Ber, the grace of Kabbalist Rashiva, the Rabbah Ber Lebovich used to say that machlok is l'shem shemaim. Maybe for the first half an hour to be l'shem shemaim, but afterwards midas come into it already. Midas are always there, so it starts l'shem shemaim, but it develops. Okay, so therefore, lokufes yitzray, in order to overpower your yitzah, what you have to do is you have to help the soina load at the expense of tzar bale chayim. Or affects the chakasha, affects the minchas chinuch, but tzar bale chayim deraisa. You want to work on your middos very, very nice, but not at the expense of the issa. It's like Moshe Lemoah Dovodoyma, you know, it's coming Pesach. The Talmud will say, you know what, I'm not going to get rid of my chametz, I'm going to put the cream cake on the Seder table, and I'm going to overcome my issa, I'm not eating the cream cake. It's a bali rob bali matzah. You can't work on at the expense of an aveira. Tzar bale chayim deraisa. What's the pshat in the Gemara? So the minchas chinuch answers this kasha, and he explains with the Nebuki Yosef in Baba Metzia, on the sugya there. The Nebuki Yosef quotes a kasha from the Ramban. The Ramban asks the kasha that the Gemara says, Zokin ve'eda lefi kvoidoi is not obliged, someone, an elderly person, is not obliged to help somebody to, you know, schlepping and loading, unloading. It's not the type of thing. He wouldn't do it himself. If you don't do it for yourself, because he gets his children, or Edith to do it for him, then they don't have to do it for Yenna. What you don't do for yourself, you don't have to do for Yenna. If he's Zokin, mainly if he can. That means that the Zokin's walking along the street, and he sees, obviously he's physically capable of helping, and he sees someone unloading, he doesn't have to help. Excuse me, I'm a zokin, I'm potter, got a label, got this, whatever, I've got a label, I'm not mechuyev to help. For example, but tzabal echaim deraisa, you and your covered. Tzabal echaim deraisa, zokin ein lefi kvoidoi. Tzabal echaim, maybe it's not your covered to go and burn your chametz, he's mechuyev. As if the Ramban. So the Ramban says, so the Ramban says, pshat, it's no, because the asayif covered atayra is doicha the isabal echaim, it's covered atayra. But the Ramban will not. The Ran argues the Ramban. The Ran says nowhere does it say zokin. Mainly if we're talking about tamid chacham, someone like a zokin, someone who's he wouldn't, as he said, he wouldn't do it for himself, he'll do it for the other person. It's nothing to do with kavod atayra. You know, he could be he's a respectable person. It's not the type of thing he would do, and he's not going to do it. So he must say he's black shemed the kasha. The kasha remains. It's tabal echaim. So the Ramban comes. The Bukhi Yosef comes. And he says a major yisod in the Issa Tzar Bale Chaim. El Hocha, given the Tzar Bale Chaim huta le tashmishon shal b'nei adam, you're allowed to shech the behemah. We know it's not Tzar Bale Chaim, but you're allowed to use a behemah to transport. The behemah doesn't particularly necessarily enjoy that, but it's tzarich adam. What's the Tzar Bale Chaim is when it's for no use. It's just posh Tzar Bale Chaim. Oh, but when you're using it for a use, which is, you know, you need to transport, you don't have cars, you transport things with donkeys, so you're out to use a donkey. That's what the worship of donkeys in the world for, that's what they're there for. If it's a tzayach, kem tzar bale chayim, huta le tashmish and shabbani adam, koshkein le kvoidam. So here, if it's zokin le fi kvoidai, so it's not le fi kvoidai, that's called tzayach bale adam. It's his tzayach. It's my tzayach not to have to help someone unload. Therefore, if it's my, therefore I am being goyim tzar, but it's a tzairich. That's also called a mukiyas is mechadish. That's called a tzairich. No, you know, you might say, well, don't stand in ceremony, just get on and help him. No, I'm not obliged to. As they state in the mukiyas. So zok the minchas chinuch, Mincha Simuch says he makes a kal v'chein, interesting kal v'chein. Back to the Gemara, look of Yitzray Odif. Why are you obliged to help the soile load and let the oyev, the animal of the oyev, suffer longer holding ay tzaba lechai? He says, im letzerech haguf, if for a person's physical needs, one is allowed to be called tzaba lechai because it's for my need, it's not for no reason, then kal v'chein letzerech hadashon. Doctor, I need, the Torah wants me, the Chazal want me to help my soina. It's good for my, it's healthy for my neshama. You know, to work on your middos, you know, don't always do things which are comfortable. You've got to move past your comfort zone, help someone who you don't like. So it's good for you, it's good for you. It's a good training, you know. You'll develop your middos, you'll become a better type of person. So it's yotzeich your neshama. Say, ma doch, doctor, letzeich haguf. The Torah was a matter of tzav alechayim, letzeich your physical needs, kal v'choyim letzeich haneshama. Based on this, the Mukhi Yosef. However, this Yesoid of the Mukhi Yosef is controversial because not everybody agrees with this. That which the Mukhi Yosef is Mechadish, that Tzar Bale Chaim is Mukhi of Tzayach Adam, not everyone would agree with this. The Chasam Sofer is Medayik from Tosfos in the Sugya, Neilu Metzias, that Tosfos disagrees. If Tosfos, we have to understand, Taka, why are you allowed to use a donkey to schlep? That doesn't explain, but because Tosfos got a kasha, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Oikrim ala melochim, when kings have horses and you know they have their whole retinue and horses and you know they need to travel fast, then you're allowed to do some sort of exactly what they're doing and fiddle around with the legs, some sort of surgery in the tendons of the legs in order to make it easier for the horse to gallop, you know, like to make it into more of a racing horse, whatever. You're allowed to perform. It's a tzar bale chaim. It's a procedure which has to be gone through for the horse. So fek teis hakasha with tzar bale chaim. Tzar bale chaim. So the Chasam Sofer, what's fek teis? Tzarich adam. It's tzarich adam. This is what he needs. Teis only answers that mishum kovid melech etzmuta. For the melech, not the melech, he pays together. For the sake of the king, you're allowed to do it. It's mashal from teis tamazoi. Someone wants to, you know, he wants to, his horse to compete in the Grand National or something, and he wants to make it do this procedure that the horse to run faster. That wouldn't be mutter. I say chadam. It's not so straightforward. That which the Mukhi Yosef says that you're allowed to be to do tzav lechayim. Say chadam nishal v'poshet. If so, we're back to the kasha. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says lokuf yitzray odif, that you are obliged to help the soile load at the expense of the tzar bale chayim of the oyhev's behema. Black shver the kasha. That is azay. It's quite well known that the Breslov Lings in Michta Belio, I think he quotes it from the Maral, I don't remember who he quotes it from, he says, Ahava, to love. What makes a person love somebody else? So the Breslov brings that at the root of the word Ahava is have, to give. The more a person gives to someone else, the giving, one sees the recipient as an extension of oneself, and that brings to Ahava. I always tell the Bochrim, and they will not understand it, at this point in their lives, the parents love their children more than children love their parents. And they can't understand this. But when you get married, you have children, you'll understand what that means. Because parents give. And whatever the child does, a child remains a child. The parents love their children. They invest their koichas and whatever into their children. That brings to Ava. A recipient, they have to work on a bit of akaras atayi, that's true. But it doesn't happen automatically. The natural consequence of giving is ahava. Because that's the person sees where I invest my kliches, that's what brings to ahava. But receiving doesn't necessarily bring to ahava. It ought to bring, but it doesn't. It's not a natural consequence. So many years ago, somebody wants to ask me a question. He does not understand this vort. Then how could you say giving brings to ahava? For example, he says, I do a taiva. A huge taiva for Reuven. Reuven needs a taiva. I put myself out for him. I do this and that and the other. Also, I would put myself out. 3 weeks later, it makes chasna. Don't invite me to the chasna. Don't invite me to the chasna. What do I think? And that's a cause of taiva. If I wouldn't have done him a taiva, he didn't invite me, I would say, well, you can't invite the whole world. You can't expect to invite the whole world. You know, okay, nishkvel. No, I wouldn't have got upset. Nishfleshik, nishmilchik, God, nishparav. It doesn't matter. Now I've done him a taiva. I'm not stam a taiva. I've ramish put myself out. I'm believer benefesh for him. And he doesn't have the decency to invite me to his chasna. You know, all sorts of thoughts go through my mind. So he says to me, he says, if I wouldn't have given him, then I wouldn't have had these feelings. I wouldn't have had negative feelings towards him. Because I've given him, Mimela, that's, and he doesn't respond in the way, you know, he didn't send me a box of chocolates for Shabbos or whatever, so he doesn't respond in the way in which I would have expected, then it brings to the opposite of Ahava. So how could you say giving brings to Ahava? That's what he asked me. So I thought about it. I said, I think the pshat is like this. If you, for example, if you have a shop, not a shop like Tesco or yourself, you take things yourself, an old-fashioned shop where you go, that everything's behind the counter, and you go up to the counter, there's a fellow standing there behind the counter, and he takes this off, you know, powdered sugar, this, that, the other. So what's the fellow doing the whole day? You say, this one comes in and wants sugar, this one comes in and wants this. He's giving people all the time. He's taking, giving. Will his giving bring to, he's giving the whole time, he's taking things off the counter, off the shelves and giving it to the people. Will that giving bring to Ahava? No, it won't. He's not giving, he's selling. He's not giving. Giving is a selfless act. When there's nothing in it for me, I've got no agenda. If there's something in it for you, there's nothing wrong, but it's not giving. We confuse giving with selling. If a person goes, enters into a taiva, or a chesed, or whatever it should be, with an expectation, oh, I've done for him, now he'll do for me, now this, that, the other. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's not giving, it's not chesed. That's not chesed, that's selling. It's kind of the person is saying, I'm doing you a taiva, but subconsciously I'm charging you that, you know, I expect a thank you, or more than a thank you, or I expect invitations of the chesed, whatever it should be. That's not giving. Giving, when it's a selfless act, the act of giving brings to Ahava. But when the act of giving is linked to an expectation of something in return, whether it just be a thank you or a shkoyach or whatever, that's not giving. It's not, nothing wrong with that. You're allowed to have the expectation. But it's not giving. It's that it will bring to Ahava. There's a famous vart from the Imre, they say from the Imre Emes, someone told me if the Chiddush Elim stage, I haven't seen it inside, but the Imre Emes says a famous vart. The Pasuk says, the Pasha Shmini, the Pasha Re'eh, that of the Eifes Temeim, a Chasido, a stork, is one of the Eifes Temeim, a Chasido. Now why on earth would you call a bird a Chasido? It's not a bird with a shtreimel that you have to call her a Chasido. So what's a Chasido? So Shemischasedes im Chavruseha. Because a Chasido is very kind, apparently, and it looks after its friends from the Chavruseha. So, in fact, the Ibrahim, whoever it was, they asked the Kasha. So we know, the Ramban tells us that when Machalas Asuras are a chukim, it's a chuk, there's no reason behind it. But there's things which you can learn. That's not the end, that's not to the nth degree understanding the reason for the Issa. And one of the things which we can take out from Machalas Asuras is that the Torah, for example, makes us, for example, talk about Ifas Tameim, birds of prey. Because birds of prey, an eagle, a raven, or whatever, they've got the middos to prey on others, therefore you are what you eat. If you eat something with what the Torah considers to be bad middos, which that's their teva, then you become what you eat. It grows within the person, it nurtures within the person that bad middah. So, in fact, Akasha, so a chasido, it's got very nice middos. She mischasedis of chavruseha. She does chesed. So we should have chafida for fried fish with the chomps. I mean, it's very good. So he said, a very penetrating vort. He said, she's kind to her friends. It doesn't say she's kind to everyone. Being kind to a friend, nishkin chochma, because it's self-serving. You know, this is my clique, these are my chevra, these are my friends. So I'm friend, you know. I need you, you need me, I want your friendship, you want my friendship. So it's all self-serving. There's an agenda here. There's nothing wrong. But it's not chesed, it's not true chesed. I don't know why you call her a chasida in that case, but Baal Kaponim, Shemis chasedis and chavuseha, it does not denote any mila in middas in the chasida. Therefore, the chasida remains oif tommy, despite the fact she's mischadicha, it does not show any good mida whatsoever. And therefore, the Torah made it awesome. So now, if we go back to the scenario of Oihev Lifroik, V'soine litoin. One has the choice of helping a friend unload and an enemy to load. So, as we said, Shaitan the Gemara, Lokuf Yitzray, the chiyuv is to help the enemy load and never mind about Tzar Balechai. Lokuf Yitzray Olif. Aye, what's matter the Issa of Tzar Balechai? Now the pshat is like this, I think. Maybe one could suggest that Oihev Lifreich, if we analyze Oihev Lifreich, what sort of a chesed is Oihev helping a friend unload? It may be chesed, maybe it is, but maybe it's mischesed echad musel. It's quite geschmack to help a friend. Who doesn't want to help a friend? You're not a friend. If you don't help, you're not a friend at all. This is my friend, my chavrusa, it's my chevra, it's someone who I know, someone who, you know, we meet every day, it's someone, that, of course I'm going to help them. Does that show, is that a kiyum of chesed, or is that self-serving? If it's self-serving, then it's not chesed. It's not, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's not chesed. Soine litoin, if I have to help an enemy load, then, and this is a person who's a mechal Shabbos for chesed, if I allowed, it's mamish al-pidin, it's mutter to hate him. And therefore it goes against the grain for me to want to help him, because you don't want to have to do such people. But the Torah says, a yid is a yid, and remember, it's interesting, the Rambam brings, he says a whole time of Dikra, a whole reason, interesting why he does this, the end of Hilchos Ritzeach, the Rambam says, because if you don't help him, Mela he'll get bohul, he'll get confused and upset, and maybe he'll come to Sakon and be Pekuach Nefesh. Why? Because he can't unload his donkey. Interesting, I don't know what that means. But I can understand if he's stuck at the side of the M1 and he's broken down and the cars are zooming past and he needs help, and maybe it's Pekuach Nefesh to stop and help him. But I wouldn't have thought so by unloading a donkey. But as they say to the Rambam, Al Kaponim, helping a Seiner, even if it's helping him load, goes against the grain. So but what Lokovitsa means, now I'm not focusing on who he is and what he does and how he behaves. Now I'm focusing on the fact that he's a yid and medafim helfen. You have to help him. That's what I'm focusing on now. Lokovitsa, I've got to push away those feelings, which, as Tosfos says, I'm allowed to hate him l'shem shemayim, but any personal feelings which I have to push them away, suppress them, and focus on this is a yid, he needs help, I've got to help him. That is pure, undiluted chesed. That's yeah. True chesed.
The animal loses out by your...
Sorry?
This poor animal who's sort of loaded to the hill and is struggling, he loses out because you want to be nice to someone.
Well, no, the Oihev, you mean the Oihev? The it's true. Right, well, we'll soon see. So she says the Gemara like this. You have Oihev Lifreich Vesoyne Litoin. You've got two things in front of you. Helping a friend unload, Saba Lechaim, like you say, Saba Lechaim, poor animal. And you've got Soine Litoin. So what comes first? So the Gemara says, Soine Litoin. Why? Because Lokov Yisra Odif, Pshat Hazoi. That Soine Litoin, that is Chesed. That's the mitzvah of Ozuv Tazim. That's Chesed. Oihev Lifreich. Who said that's a mitzvah? Who says that it's a key of Ozuv Tazim? You're not good. This is self-serving. So it's mischasedism chabusel. Therefore, you've got two things in front of you. What will be the din? Ask you a shayla. What will be the din that I see an animal collapsing under its weight, but I've got a mitzvah over sheyesh lasa de'achirim. I haven't put on tefillin today, and it's coming to soft zman. I haven't said krishma today, and it's coming to soft zman. What's the din? Davar you have to do the mitzvah. If the mitzvah over sheyesh lasa de'achirim, I'm borrowed, the halacha will be you have to do the mitzvah. So here, that's what you've got here. Oh, you've got this poor donkey who's collapsing under the weight of it's my friend, but helping him unload is not necessarily a mitzvah. And I've got the seiner, where it's a definite mitzvah, because by helping the seiner, it's pure, undiluted chesed. That's what comes first. The pshat lock of yitzer odif is, because when I'm suppressing my yitzer, then that brings out the true chesed, because there's nothing in it for me. But there's nothing in it for me, not ki hu zeh, dos heist chesed. And interesting, the Targum Onkelos, on the pasuk of Ozoiv Tazev Imai, I don't know whether you've seen the Rashi, it's a very interesting Rashi. Ozoiv never means to help. Ozoiv means to leave. Ayazoiv bigdoi beyod, it means to leave. So Rashi goes to length, for the whole long Rashi here. Rashi proves no Ozoiv zu, loshen Ezra. Here it means the whole four long lines of Rashi here. And he brings rise, in the head that you do find the word vayad mean helping. That's not posh chat in vayazoiv. Ozoiv means to leave. The Dr. Targum Onkelos, you know what he says? He translates Ozoiv Tazev, Mishbak Tishboy, you should leave behind Madabalibach Aloy with your feelings towards this person, your enemy, the Svarikime. He translates Ozoiv to leave behind. The mitzvah of Chesed is forget your personal feelings and help your Seiner. So you might say that's only incidental to the mitzvah. No, that's the mitzvah.
The mitzvah is do it only for the sake of the chesed. And to do for that sake of the chesed, that means forget any other cheshbonos, calculations which you may have, any misgivings and any reservations which you may have, and just do the mitzvah. Then it's pure chesed. That's why what the Targum says, it's incidental to the mitzvah. That's the chesed for the mitzvah. That do it without any agenda. That's pure undiluted chesed. So now, maybe we could come back to the pasuk with the rhetorical question in the pasuk. Kisia chamoy seinacha revitz tachas masoi, as Rashi explains, perhaps you will see the donkey, etc., of your enemy collapsing. V'chodalto me'azoiv lo, will you hold yourself back? Other tazivimoy. Why is the pasuk write like this? Because the pasuk wants to give over the mitzvah of Oziv Tazim where there's an internal battle. It's not a natural thing to do. Because if it comes easily because it's someone you want to help, but someone you use, etc., then that's not chesed. That's not... Everyone has to do it. I'm not saying you shouldn't help your friend. Of course you have to help your friend. But it's not necessarily chesed. Chesed is, when it goes against the grain, so the Torah brings out, the chodalt, will you hold yourself back because he's your enemy? And no, you shouldn't, because then you'll be doing true chesed. Oziv tazid imoy. Then that's mishbak, as the Targum writes, mishbak tishbek madiblobach aloyus forikimei. Leave behind your personal feelings and just do the chesed without an agenda. So this is something which... it's easy to preach about, but to put into practice is not so easy. But that we have to know that there's this type of thing where people do things with an agenda, it causes lots of problems with the chaveira. You know, people do things with an agenda, and that, you know, how do all breakers start? So, you know, I'm sure it's a common cause of breakers because I, etc. One has to try and train oneself to put aside, if you're doing for someone else, don't spoil it by having an agenda. You know, I'm going into Adat and Hachi, I'm doing it because I want to help, this is what I want to do, whether he's my friend, whether he's not my friend, that's what the pasuk is telling us. But it should help us, Taka. We should understand this and internalize it. And this will help us grow. Be mekabel b'shleimah.